Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Calling all book lovers, burgeoning authors, and readers of all ages, the Sacramento Book Festival is taking place this weekend. Starting out 2 years ago with 20 authors at a local farmers market, the annual festival put on by the Sacramento branch of the California Writers Club returns this year with over 200 local authors. Here to tell us more is J. Scott Coatsworth, an author himself and chair of the Sacramento Book Festival. He is joined by two of the festival's featured authors, Allison Brennan and Wendelin Van Dronen. And just to note, the Sacramento Book Festival is a financial supporter of Cap Radio. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Well, J. Scott, I want to start with you. This festival is put on by the Sacramento branch of the California Writers Club, as I just laid out. Tell us more about this organization and why you decided to put this festival on each year.
Sure. The Writers Club helps both established writers and new writers kind of find their way, make connections, and figure out how to get their works out there. I joined them about 5-6 years ago, and about 3 years ago, the president said, hey, you know, we need to do a book festival. And I was like, yeah, I've been saying that for years. So he pulled a bunch of people together, and we, like you said, put on the first one at the McKinley Park Farmers Market. It was not a huge numerical success, but we sold a ton of books, even with not that many people there. And we said, let's do it again. Last year, it was just crazy busy. And for some strange reason, we all decided to sign on again. So,
I mean, with 200 authors, you know, descending on the Scottish Rite Center in Sacramento, it seems like, you know, the literary hub here in Northern California is pretty strong.
Oh, yeah. There are actually going to be probably 265 authors now.
Wow.
We've upped that a bit. I think there's 175 that are part of the Writers Club now itself. But there are just so many folks here that either are homegrown authors or moved up from the Bay Area. And we're also drawing some authors from as far as Southern California, Oregon, and I think even one publisher from Kansas City. So, yeah. The word's kind of gotten out.
Well, Wendelin, I want to turn to you. You've written a variety of books across genres, including 18 books in your series for young readers called Sammy Keyes Mysteries. What drew you to writing?
Oh, I wasn't one of these people who knew they wanted to be a writer, but I went through some difficult times in my life, and I turned to writing sort of as therapy. And out of that kind of sprang a desire to write books that are meaningful but also funny for children, because I became a school teacher, and it just was one of those things that segued. I had never pictured myself being someone with now 40 books this year under my belt.
And one of your books was actually a major motion picture, right?
Yeah, it was a Rob Reiner directed, or it is a Rob Reiner directed film called Flipped.
Yeah, that is pretty incredible. And you're also going to be a keynote speaker at the Festival Centers of the process of writing the novel, The Peach Rebellion. And it's actually set in California's Central Valley shortly after World War II. Can you give us a preview of your speech and what you want to share with people this weekend?
Yeah. So the Peach Rebellion was another one of those things where I didn't set out to write this book, but this book found me. And it found me through wanting to know more about my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, who grew up in the Central Valley. And in the process of that, I started learning about, because they worked in cutting sheds in the Central Valley during their summers when they were teens. And I started learning more about California history and had a new kind of interest in it that I didn't have when I was in school, and the whole Dust Bowl immigration and everything that went into forming our Central Valley community. And I came up with this kind of idea for a book, which was that our society should be like a peach tree, or emulate a peach tree, in that it can take the air and the sun and the soil and different elements and combine them into something really sweet, and that we as a society should emulate that. And this became this kind of adventure story of three young women who are very different, who have to learn to understand each other, to come together to do a pretty important thing. And in the process, they heal a community.
Oh, that is awesome. Allison, I want to bring you in. You're joining us in Arizona, but you grew up, you lived in Northern California. You also worked in the California legislature for a time before you sold your very first book. Now you're authoring three books a year. So when did you make that pivot to becoming an author?
After my son was born, I call him Brennan number three. He's almost 25 now. Can't believe it. But after he was born, I didn't want to go back to work. And, but I had to, because I had a mortgage and, you know, you like had to live, you know, had to live. So I started writing every morning. I got up early at 4 a.m. and would write until I had to get the kids. I had 2 older girls at the time, get everybody up for school. And I just said, I want to write. I used to always write, but it never went anywhere. And this time I said, I'm going to finish one of the many books I started. So I picked one idea I liked and I finished it. Did not sell that one. Ended up selling my 5th book. I wrote 5 books in 2 years by giving up television. I gave up TV for 3 years and sold my 5th book. And then I quit my job. It was a leap of faith. It wasn't because I got a ton of money. It was like, okay, I have a 3-book contract. My husband had a job. So we tightened our finances and agreed that we were going to have 2 years where I was going to try to make a success writing. And then when I got my 2nd contract, I kind of breathed a little easier.
Yeah. I mean, your genres range from romance to the supernatural. And you're also going to be on a panel at this festival, and it's called Thrill Ride. Is it as yep. much fun to write a thriller than it is to like read one? Because they can be so much fun to get through.
I love writing thrillers because, one, I don't plot. So I figure it out as my characters are all figuring it out. And, you know, I have a police procedural series and then I have a PI series. And so as they go through the process, I'm going through the process. Because if I make any mistakes, I could revise. Unlike real life, where if you make a mistake, you don't get to go, wait, can I like stop that, not stop that car again? Or can I stop that car that's speeding? You know, it's like, I had to have the benefit of revisions. But it is a lot of fun. And I will say, my book that just came out in January, I actually did not know how my characters were going to get out of the predicament that they were in. They were trapped in a deadly escape room. And I had no idea how they were going to get out. And I was nervous that they might be there forever.
So how did you figure it out? I mean, did you just, I guess, keep brainstorming it and workshopping it?
I basically just put them in different situations and managed to get them out of the maze. But each obstacle had to be more intense than the last one. And then I finally... I don't really want to give anything away, but it is kind of funny. The very last obstacle was they look up and they find this net of bowling balls over their head. And my character says, I feel like I'm the Roadrunner, you know, the coyote and the Roadrunner, because it was a funny moment and a really intense scene.
Yeah, these are just two of, as you just laid out, J. Scott, nearly 300 authors who are going to be at the festival. It's just one day on April 19th. I also would think that it's just nice to get everyone together. Writing can, you know, often be a solitary experience. You not only get to see fans of books, meet new future fans who are buying your works, but then as authors, you all get to get together and just hang out.
Yeah, one of the fundamental principles for this book festival was to bring the Sacramento literary community together. And so we really reached out to everyone we could think of, anywhere people look for books, little free libraries, bookstores, authors groups, writers groups. And so that was the organizing principle. But it's also about talking to each other, because that's something that right now we're not doing much of. There's so much political division. There's so much other division in this country. And this is a place where you can, rather than talking to an AI, you can actually go and see a person who's created the work, get to know them, buy their book, and make that personal connection. So that was a really important thing for us to kind of foster in this thing.
I also love that with Allison and Wendelin, you know, they didn't know they were necessarily going to become these successful authors, you know, I love how it's kind of organic like that. What advice do you have for young writers? Or maybe would-be writers who might feel a little intimidated? Wendelin?
I think just exploring the craft is something that writers should spend a lot of time doing. Instead of focusing so much on publishing, they should enjoy the process, because really getting published is like the cherry on top of the creation. And a lot of people put a lot of focus on that now. But I just think that the creative process can be just, it allows you to explore things that you never thought you were interested in. It allows you to explore your emotions about things and really define them. And it allows you to kind of communicate. For me, because I write for younger people, I feel like I'm communicating some of these hard-won wisdoms that I've acquired over the years in a way that's very palatable to them. So they can feel like the characters in a book are friends of theirs, and they can see their friends making mistakes, and they can kind of learn from the mistakes that these literary friends have made and kind of apply them or give pause to their own decision making in their own life. So I feel like I'm providing friendships for people, and these characters can then kind of help them through, especially those growing years from, 12 to 17, where there are a lot of peer pressures and influences. And I think that your friends that you find in books can really help guide you to the place that you want to go in your life. I'm real keen on not having like a message book, but by giving the reader something to think about that they can apply to their own lives and then kind of make that decision on their own.
That is a great way to end. And what a wonderful preview for what so many people are in store for on Sunday. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you. I also wanted to say that please bring also, if you have any kids or adult activity books, bring those for Mustard Seed, who we're also sponsoring this year.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
J. Scott Coatsworth is an author and the chair of the Sacramento Book Festival. He is joined by two of the featured authors, Gwendolyn Van Dronen and Allison Brennan. The Sacramento Book Festival is taking place on April 19th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Scottish Rite Masonic Center. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy Science Friday tomorrow. We'll catch you back here on Monday.